This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day tour to Gujarat, will visit the iconic Statue of Unity and pay floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel this morning. She will also visit the key attractions of the monument as well as Ekta Nagar premises. During her visit to Gujarat, the president is also scheduled to attend two convocation ceremonies in Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar and also visit iconic places in Kutch district. From Ekta Nagar, the president will travel to Ahmedabad, where she will attend the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad. The president will also address the passing out students. The Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj successfully concluded last night with the final holy dip on the Mahashivratri. Over 66 crore 30 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip so far across the 45-day-long spiritual mega event. The Mahakumbh also witnessed many prominent personalities. These include President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, foreign delegates, governors and chief ministers of various states, as well as several union ministers who took the holy dip in the Sangam. An air show by the Indian Air Force at the Mahakumbh Mela area, along with a shower of rose petals upon the ghats by the Uttar Pradesh government, gave the devotees a memorable experience. Traffic arrangements were also strictly adhered, with the authorities monitoring the situation from the Integrated Command and Control Centre. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also greeted the devotees, saints and Kalpavasis on this occasion. He said the devotees have given the message of national unity and dedication towards nationalism to the whole world by taking the holy dip in the Sangam. The Mahakumbh 2025 was one of the largest centres of spirituality and human congregation in history. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker in the Delhi Assembly will be held today. Delhi Assembly in its list of business mentioned that Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will table a proposal to make BJP MLA Mohan Singh Bisht the Deputy Speaker. Mr. Bisht is the MLA from Mustafabad constituency. Apart from this, the discussion on the CAG report related to the liquor policy of the previous government will also continue in the House. The CAG report was presented in the House on Tuesday. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of councils of ministers yesterday. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from the BJP quota in the oath ceremony held this evening at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribed the oath are Sanjay Saravgi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jibesh Kumar. With his expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached to 36, including Chief Minister. Earlier, Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal resigned from the cabinet to confirm that his party's policy of one person, one post. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a two-day visit to India from today. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004 and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. The visited President von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners will pave the way for further strengthening of bilateral relations. US President Donald Trump has announced that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House to sign an agreement giving US rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House, President Trump said, "It has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people." He also said that the US has spent more than euro on helping Ukraine, even though they are more directly affected by it. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan defeated England by 8 runs at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. Chasing a victory target of 326 runs led by Afghanistan, England were all out for 317 in 49.5 overs. England batter Joe Root scored a fighting 120 off 111 balls in the crucial group match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.